Hello, everybody. Welcome to Access Your Consciousness with Dante and Daryl. My name is Daryl, and I will be hosting this particular episode. This episode, I will be talking about how to focus on your vibration, why it's essential, why it's important, and honestly, why it is the main focus of your life. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, guys, if you have been in a situation where you have to pick between you doing the best thing for you or doing the best thing for others, I guarantee you one of the best things you can do for your vibrational being is by making that decision to focus on your vibration. Now, I understand, I get it. Daryl, if I do that all the time, I'll be selfish, and I don't want to be selfish. But let's really break down what is being selfish. When we look at this at the core, being selfish means I am invested fully with self. Now, investing fully with self simply relates to I am infatuated. I am in this delicious relationship where I cannot get enough of me. Now, self is also a connector, right? You are connected to the higher planes of existence. You're connected to spirituality. You're connected to a higher consciousness. You're connected to a higher entity. You are not just a human having a spiritual experience, but you're a spirit having a human experience. So when we invite ourselves to be selfish, to really be infatuated with our own well-being, amazing, wondrous, beautiful things manifest. For example, by you simply choosing to take yourself more seriously and placing your vibration first, you allow yourself to be the best version possible. In every situation, all you have to offer anybody is your vibrational foundation, okay? The place in which you're vibrating is how you're going to respond. It is how you're going to distribute your effort, your work. So by you being the highest potential of your being, you are giving everyone around you the most optimal service that is possible. So by sacrificing vibrations, by being in a negative state of being and just being persistent, it doesn't really solve or help anything. It doesn't give you any advantage of being frustrated or flustered. It doesn't help you solve a problem any better. Take time and allow yourself to really hone in the frequency of who you truly are. Let's be honest, guys. We are in a virtual reality. Virtual in the sense that everything is surrounding you. You are the center of your reality. Your thoughts, actions, decisions, vibrations, beliefs are all manifestors of your outer world. Whether you believe positively or whether you think negatively determines your world. So with this understanding, it is essential to create the best reality possible. Now, there's going to be times and circumstances where it's just going to be hard to avoid unwanted reactions and so forth. But one of the things that you have to remind yourself is that you're not going to get everything right 100% of the time. But if you're doing things right the majority of time, what happens? Your reality is majority, if that's a word. Your reality creates itself, right, most of the time to be positive. So do your best to maintain the highest vibrational resonance possible. Abraham Hicks always has this term that she refers to as the vortex. The vortex, simply put, is your direct line to source. It is when you feel your best. It is when you are feeling positive. It is when you are feeling grateful. When you are absolutely feeling good, just great and fantastic. Oh, you just keep on smiling. People tell you, hey, man, are you glowing? It's just simply wonderful. And the vortex has amazing opportunities for you. For example, any problems or worries or concerns all have their equal answers within the vortex. Wow. Now, it is truly amazing to see the wondrous benefits of the vortex. But what astounds me is the concept of humans taking rigid reality more seriously than the vortex. Whenever someone's playful, whenever someone's in a happy attitude, there's always that one guy that tells you, hey man, you're not taking it seriously. And they wave their finger at you like, you're not taking it seriously. Let's be honest, guys. How do we take it seriously? I mean, come on, bro. I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to do? If I take it seriously, I'm going to manifest a serious reality. And that is not my goal. My goal is not to manifest a serious reality with serious outcomes and rigid circumstances. My goal is to manifest a positive reality, absolutely amazing reality, with the best, playful, loving individuals possible. So I can invite and play with all of my friends, family, and we can have a happy time together. I want to live in amazing abundance where all of my needs, wants, and desires are taken care of. That's the goal. That's the goal, baby. That's the goal. So you owe it to yourself, guys, to honestly feel good. And really think of it as this. Feeling good is taking it serious. Don't just think of it as feeling good is a coping mechanism to manifest something, or it's your direct line to just get what you want. No, feel good and enjoy it and understand that it is serious, that you are actually doing amazing vibrational work, that you are laying the foundation from which your reality will reflect. And I want you to seriously enjoy. You heard what I said, guys? Seriously enjoy. Joy. I want you to be in joy and just amazing smile on your face. I want people to walk by you and say, oh my goodness, you smell amazing. You look amazing. Oh my goodness, do you have a tailor? Look at that dress. Ooh-wee. Guys, be your best self. Be the person who you want to be. And just enjoy the vortex. Enjoy the highest excitement level. Enjoy feeling good. It really has amazing benefits for you. And it is going to change your entire reality around. Right now, guys, I made a decision. I could have sacrificed my vibration. And I could have just stayed inside of a hostile environment. And participated, right, through worrying about the environment. Doubting my ability to overcome the situation, or being guilty that I'm still here. But instead, I chose to take care of my vibration. I hopped in the car and I said, I'm going for a nice, amazing drive. I put the windows down, the wind flowing through my luscious hair, and I did not care about any negativity. I threw it all out the window. I said, and excuse my French, I said, fuck that shit. I'm not going to participate and ruin my delicious vibration. I am going to absolutely adhere to the highest possible frequencies and enjoy my delicious reality for all that it has to offer. And by me making that conscious decision, by me entering that vortex, by me allowing myself to take care of my vibration and creating this podcast to remind you guys and girls to take care of your vibration, I feel stupendous. I feel amazing. It is glorious. It's fantastic. For real, fantastic, fantastic. And let's be honest, guys. How good does it feel to feel good? Wouldn't you rather feel good than to feel something else? Wouldn't you rather just enjoy your reality, to enjoy everything around you, than just be a part of something that you're not even interested in? Ugh. So guys and girls, take fun seriously. Enjoy your life. create an amazing vibration for yourself and do everything possible inside of that vibration. And I want you guys to seriously have fun. This is your boy, Daryl Bryan. Please tune in and listen to all of our other episodes. And please share this podcast with a friend. Sharing is caring. Don't you care about your friends, baby? Follow us on social media. Twitter at AccessYours. Instagram at Access_your_consciousness. And I will see you soon.